Hey everybody, this is Stu Smith with another Tactical Fitness Report, and I have a special guest, Alexander Kuntz, who is a former Navy SEAL that runs a company called Frog Fuel. In fact, we had his business partner and former frogman himself, Jeff Byers, on here last week for a to, through, and after. But what we're going to use Alex for is to really discuss, you know, what a little bit of his journey, but also what Frog Fuel is, and discuss the difference between whey and collagen-based proteins, which, you know, can really have a nice little education process for the listeners here. So, Alex, thank you so much for being on, and I look forward to the show with you, because there's a lot of great information that I think we can go through, not only, you know, with what you do now, but your journey to where you got to where you are now.
Thanks, Stu. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, so you're the CEO of Op2 Labs that has two main products. What exactly are those products that Op2 Labs has created?
Yeah, so I think to your earlier point, most people or most consumers are probably familiar with us or familiar with one of our brands, which is Frog Fuel. But Op2 Labs actually started, our first product was actually ProteGold, which was a medical brand. You know, early on when we started this business, one of the challenges for us is really trying to establish, you know, a new protein supplement in an already large market. So they really had, you know, we didn't start the company with a large budget like other companies did. So competing from an advertising perspective really for us wasn't really going to work. So we really want to establish our reputation through legitimacy of our product, through kind of proving through science that the product actually did provide the benefits that we claimed instead of just making claims.
Sure.
So ProteGold, we created ProteGold, and that product is currently in over 4,000 medical facilities internationally. We actually distribute that product alone to 5 different countries.
Nice.
Number one use of our collagen, our ProteGold collagen protein, is post-surgical wound healing. So your wounds heal 2 times faster.
Dang, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. When we have a lot of case studies, in addition to the scientific studies, case studies that we've had customers who have had life-changing experiences that have reached out and called us and wanted to tell their story. And they, you know, they had released their medical records to us and everything. And we had just done these case studies, and there's, you know, tons of those, everything from, you know, individuals with diabetes to we had a few customers who had Alzheimer's, so a lot of customers with Crohn's disease, but you name it, we've probably heard of it and in some respect help improve a customer's life. But ProteGold, so kind of getting in that, started as a medical protein. And once we had enough traction with ProteGold, we then decided, well, there are really 2 reasons. One is we really wanted to prove through clinical use that our product was a true medical clinical product. And the other aspect of it is from a marketing perspective, the product already had, I mean, we were using it at the time to treat about 13 different medical indications. And what we found to be very difficult was trying to speak to the medical benefits on one side, where the audience is really health professionals, and then trying to market products to a different consumer demographic, which was those interested in improving performance. So that's why we created the Frog Fuel brand. Little side story there, because we get asked the question of why Frog Fuel and why the frog. So, and this really kind of goes to our community, Stu.
Yep.
But back when the SEALs got Osama bin Laden, Walt Disney had gone out and tried to trademark all the SEAL team logos. SEAL Team 1, SEAL Team 2, 3, 4, because they wanted to release a toy line. And of course, the DoD came in and said, no, you can't trademark those because those are actively used insignias by our units. The only one that the DoD couldn't put a claim on was the actual Frogman itself, because it was, even though it's a historical thing for the SEAL community, it wasn't actively used on a uniform. So at that time, we decided, we were originally going to call the product One Shot. So we decided to call it Frog Fuel and use the Frogman logo, because if we could prove that it was actively used in commerce, we could trademark it. So the funny thing is, we trademarked it, and we also licensed it back to the DoD.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
That is cool. So let's go a little bit about your story. So what guided you towards this? And maybe start off with your bud story and maybe talk about some of the needs of, you know, nutrition, you know, in your journey. But who were you before you joined the Navy?
Yeah, so I, it's a long story, but I'll condense it as much as possible. So I actually, my father was a flight surgeon in the military, but believe it or not, I didn't actually have an interest in pursuing a military career. So I actually wanted to be a medical doctor. So I originally graduated high school a year early, and then went to the U of A and was pursuing a medical career. So I was, you know, in the U of A. And then it was one day that my dad said, hey, you know, before you continue down this track, you know, I want to talk to you about your career choice. And he essentially, my dad was the type of guy who believed in true treatment, right? That, you know, he's the type of guy that wanted to properly diagnose an individual and their problems before coming up with a treatment plan. And so for him, seeing the evolution of the medical industry going to managed healthcare, and it was less about, you know, diagnosing and more about treatment regimens, kind of really, you know, depressed him. And so what he had told me, he said, listen, you know, you've seen the medical field through my practice, but I want you to understand that that's not what the future of medicine is going to be. And he essentially said, I'm telling you this because I don't want you to get into a career and, you know, spend all this time in school going into a career that ultimately you're not going to enjoy, you're not going to like. So So I changed my degree to computer science. First it was chemical engineering, and then I learned more about that, and I decided that's not what I wanted to do, and then went to computer science. And then it was about my second year in college, I was leaving campus and walking down one of these sidewalks at the U of A, and, you know, not really paying attention to where I was going. And I hear this person saying, he said, excuse me. And I look up, and it's an individual in khakis. And, you know, the first thing I noticed was this big gold trident on his chest. And I had no idea what it was, what it meant. But, you know, he kind of looked at me and said, hey, you know, you kind of look like you're not really sure what you want to do with your life. And, you know, my first thought was like, you know, who the hell is this guy trying to analyze me? You know, try to figure out who I am. But I mean, he was right. And so we started talking, and, you know, came down to one thing that he said. And he said, do you want to do the toughest thing you'll ever do in your life? And so that really piqued my curiosity. And I said, I asked him what he was talking about. And I would say probably 10 minutes into the conversation, I had decided that's what I want to do. So the interesting part about that is my mother, she's Chinese, and she has a very kind of, she was raised with a very traditional Chinese view of things. That was her culture, right? And their belief is that, you know, you're a doctor or you're a lawyer or you're nothing. And that's just kind of how she was raised. So I realized that making the decision to go into the military was going to have pretty dramatic consequences. And so, you know, that was that day I went home and I told her, I said, listen, I'm leaving college here. I'm going to join the military. And of course, you know, she said, hey, you know, if you join the military, you're no longer my son. So I said, I guess I'm no longer your son because I'm joining the military. And it was kind of interesting because, you know, a lot of it was cultural for her. And at some point, down the road, she, much like myself, that was uneducated on what the SEAL teams were, she was definitely uneducated on that topic, and you know, soon learned what it was about. You know, it was a tough, one of the toughest curriculums that the in the military. And then we kind of rebonded. So of course, you know, I wasn't, you know, I'm still her son, but that was her way of trying to control my career choices.
Sure.
But so I went into, you know, went in the teams. I did 10 years. And let me turn on my light here. Sorry, I have this
that's all right.
Light that keeps turning off. So in the SEAL teams, Jeff Byers and myself were actually in a platoon together. It was either my second or third platoon. And Jeff was a new guy, but you know, one of those, I mean, as you know, Stu, even in the community, you know, we have some of the fastest and smartest individuals, but then within your platoons, you always have guys that are competing even within a platoon. And I would say that was really my relationship with Jeff, is that we competed on everything. It didn't matter if it was shooting, running, lifting, or whatever. So it's kind of funny, because even though we were friends, it was kind of a contentious relationship to some extent, right? But, you know, we both of us were, you know, talking about some of the mental, physical stress. I mean, you know, this gets into some of the reason why we decided to start a company, is that because we were competing at such a high level, nutrition and our diet was extremely important for us. And as you know, many of the supplements at that time that I was in really focused on muscle development.
Now, was this probably late 90s?
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000.
Okay, yep.
And, you know, you had things like pre-workouts, you had, you know.
Creatine was popular.
Creatine.
Being misused.
Yeah, being misused. But, you know, when you looked at it, you know, when we looked at the past, you know, the 10 years that I did in there, yeah, there were great supplements to make me faster and bigger. But the reality of the situation was that I would train very hard for 2-3 months and then experience an injury. And I'd be down. It's like I was starting over and over and over again. And so the question that we had in our mind was, can we create a protein supplement that first and foremost focused on the foundation of the body, you know, bones, tendons, ligaments, connective tissue, in addition to building lean muscle mass. So Jeff and I had briefly discussed that. He left the military before I did. And then I got out pre 9/11 and was working in the corporate industry. So I was working for a company out of Virginia called PEC Solutions, which was a technology company that built the Navy Marine Corps internet, the existing internet as it is today.
Nice.
One of the original.
So you're an IT guy.
Well, I used to, yeah. So cybersecurity specifically.
Oh, nice.
So I rolled right into that. And then 9/11 occurred. And I remember we were sitting in our network operations center looking at the big screens and watching the planes fly into the Twin Towers. So at that time, when Jeff got out of the military, he went straight into doing contract work, and that was for OGA.
Yep.
And so I was in the corporate world, but felt like I needed to kind of be back in the field, right, so to say. And, you know, at the time for me, I would have to say that I felt that my options were somewhat limited, because at the time I had just gone through a separation and I had a court order that told me how much I had to pay my former spouse. And, you know, the reality was I wouldn't make enough money going back in the military. So I reached out to Jeff, decided to do contract work that he was doing. And so that was for about two and a half years. And then what's interesting is both of us kind of had a conversation because we realized that either we were going to have to be all, you know, go all in and make this a career for us, you know, working in either military or working for OGA. Or if we wanted to really establish a new career path, we really had to focus on that. So I stopped contracting and went back to work for a company called Sempra Energy, which was SDG&E, SoCal Gas at the time, and originally hired on as a contractor. And then within 4 years, I was hired on to manage their entire cybersecurity program for Sempra Energy, SDG&E, SoCal Gas. So at the height of my career there, you know, I had a department of about 400 people and nice. Had responsibilities for compliance, audit. We had, you know, working with the procurement teams to develop procurement contracts for goods and services. I worked a lot with lobbyists within Sempra Energy to help draft and develop new privacy regulations at the state and national level. And then also at that time, kind of talking about the kind of COVID thing, I was actually on a team and was a subject matter expert for the development of the national, the state level and national nuclear, biological, chemical, and pandemic response plan. Mm. So that was really interesting.
Yeah.
But you know, during that time, I had kind of dabbled in work part-time for a mergers and acquisition firm where I managed their portfolio. So my point in saying all this is that through the course of time, I had just kind of fallen into these different roles that gave me the full depth and breadth of what it would take to understand and run a business. And coincidentally, Jeff was contracting overseas and had finally decided, you know, I can't do this for the rest of my life. So gave me a call, and we had talked about starting a nutrition company, but just really never pulled the trigger. And, you know, we got on the phone and said, hey, let's do this. And, you know, I was in agreement. So we did it. So we just decided right on the spot, we're going to start a company. And so there was a overlap when I was working with Sempra Energy. You know, I was doing a lot of the work part-time, which is the research. And then I finally resigned and pursued Frog Fuel or Optu Labs full-time. But some of the history there in terms of the product is we started with, what we didn't do was go to contract manufacturers and say, make us a product and, you know, put everything together, package it, and we'll put our own label on it.
Right.
We started with a concept in mind, and that concept was that we wanted to either develop or create a product that provided true full body benefits.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about your collagen-based protein product idea and why the collagen-based protein versus what everybody else is using with whey-based protein or, there's a couple other different types of proteins you can use,
yeah.
But the most popular one is whey because they call that a complete protein. You know, I guess the egg is and milk are complete proteins. It has 9 essential amino acids that the human body needs. Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Collagen based proteins have 8 of those 9 essential amino acids. And the only one that's missing is tryptophan, which a real quick drink of milk and you're good to go. with that essential amino acid. So a reason why I bring this up is I think a lot of people have a misunderstanding of the term complete and incomplete protein, right?
Yeah.
I think it's a horrible misnomer because, you know, if you think you're an incomplete protein just because you're missing out on tryptophan, it's not fully understanding all the other benefits of what a collagen-based protein can offer.
Yeah. No, Stu, you're absolutely right. I mean, I think that, you know, a lot of this comes down to targeted marketing by other companies. You know, unfortunately, the reality is some of that marketing is disruptive, deceptive in nature. And unfortunately, you know, with a supplement label, you know, you could pretty much claim anything you want and then just put a, you know, an FDA disclaimer on there.
Sure.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. And that's not who we wanted to be. You know, your point about incomplete, complete, so that term is synonymous with the NDSS study, a study that was conducted, I think it was back in the early 80s. And it was a study on absorption in infant children. But in reality, my belief is the study really was also an attempt to kind of monopolize the industry, you know, the market on whey protein. Because when you look at what they were trying to achieve was a great thing, but the reality was what they had said when they bound the studies, they said if the protein molecule itself does not have the same amino acid structure as whey protein, it cannot compete in the study. So basically the study said it's going to ignore all other types of protein sources and only conduct the study on whey protein. And, you know, some of the things that, you know, we get a lot of calls from customers, and some of the things they don't understand is that a protein is simply a combination of amino acids in a specific structure.
Yep.
That's all it is, right?
Peptide bonds.
Peptide bonds, absolutely.
Yep.
And, you know, different amino acids have different effects on the body. To your point, complete, incomplete. It's not complete versus incomplete. A protein is a complete protein because it's a number of amino acids bonded together through peptide bonds. And that forms a complete protein molecule. So, I mean, the whole thing about complete, incomplete is really irrelevant because different proteins have different amino acids in different quantities, and some of those provide more benefit than others. For instance, you know, collagen is significantly higher, or in some cases has additional amino acids that a whey protein doesn't, like proline, hydroxyproline, and glycine. And when you look at the human body, those three amino acids are absolutely essential for the body to heal. And in reality, you know, recovering from a workout is a healing process. You know, it's most people think, you know, it's recovery. Well, it's not. It's no different than wound healing, because what you're actually doing is, you know, as you're tearing muscle fibers and stuff like that through a workout, is your body's healing itself. So, you know, kind of getting into why we chose collagen is that it was an interesting thing. So Jeff and I spent a lot of time just doing research and educating ourselves on protein molecules. We were by no means experts or knowledgeable, but we knew we were smart enough to figure it out. And so we spent, I would say, the better part of a few years researching, reading medical journals, studies, and the interesting thing we found was that when you looked at a lot of the studies conducted in the United States market, 99% of the studies were on whey protein or, you know, other types of food protein. When you actually looked overseas at places like Switzerland, Sweden, Germany, and other places, all the studies that had, you know, a lot of the studies that most of the studies on in those countries were on collagen. And what we also found is that there were these incredible studies on collagen use for treating these different ailments. You know, there was one study conducted that they administered collagen to individuals with macular degeneration. And that simply means that the rods and cones of their eyes were dying. And the collagen actually had reversed that process. They had studies where they administered high doses of collagen to actually rebuild knee joints. But the studies were endless. They were on and on. And so, you know, through our research of protein, we knew that collagen, you know, at that time, there wasn't really collagen in the U.S. market, but we knew that's the protein that we wanted. So at that point, we had to figure out how to make a commercially viable product. And so that's where Jeff and I, we ended up hiring a Stanford doctor and chemist who actually, you know, we went to him and said, this is what we want. Can it be done? And he helped us create the formula. So big differentiation between our collagen, and this is kind of really to, you know, even though we're not adopting the terminology complete versus incomplete, we also realize collagen lacks certain essential, non-essential amino acids. And the reason why we actually fortified and enhanced those amino acids is because there were actually studies conducted on the use of collagen where collagen actually caused anxiety and depression because it lacked certain amino acids. And so that's why we fortified our product and we made a complete protein. So ours is one of the only complete collagen proteins on the market. All the other powders and stuff like that out there don't contain all the essential, non-essential, and conditionally essential aminos, where ours does.
Right. Well, I was just doing a little bit of research prior to, chatting with you. And real quick, I just found an article that's a pretty good fitness article, a medical review article about whey protein benefits and collagen protein benefits. And you can, add in the ones that maybe I'm missing on this, but just real quick, whey protein benefits, whey is a complete protein, all right, containing all 9 essential amino acids. That's what we just discussed. Helps build muscle, reduces cravings, I guess I'm assuming food cravings, burns fat, and increases metabolism. Well, collagen protein benefits promotes a healthy gut biome, which is huge in recovery, speeds exercise recovery, promotes lean muscle development, boosts resting metabolic rate, optimizes joint, skin, and gut health. And though it says collagen is not considered a complete protein, it contains 8 of the 9 essential amino acids. So that was just a real quick comparison of the two. And if you notice, they're very similar of what they do, but the digestive product of a collagen-based protein is instrumental in how your body can absorb more of what it consumes. Because if your gut is not healthy, it doesn't matter what supplements or foods you're eating, the chances of you getting a full absorption of all those is significantly decreased.
It really comes down, to your point, it's really the digestive enzymes in, bacteria and stuff in your gut. But the other thing for us is this kind of comes into our science. One of the things that makes our product different, and it was one of our other requirements in developing the product, was absorption versus digestibility. So, because we're not a mass manufactured product, we actually created our own product. We were able to kind of define the parameters of our product. So at that time, one of the things that we felt was absolutely essential for our product and product differentiate was to develop a product that had near instant absorption. And one of the ways that we had done that is that, the human pore can roughly absorb a molecule about 4,000 Daltons or smaller. When you look at the market, whey and other types of proteins, hydrolyzed, it was a marketing term used by many companies to imply that the protein molecule was broken down. Okay. But most companies don't define what hydrolyzed means, and the reason that's relevant is because hydrolyzed could be a molecule that's 18,000 Daltons or 22,000 Daltons. And if it's 18 or 22,000 Daltons and a human pore can roughly absorb a molecule of 4,000 Daltons, then that protein molecule has to be broken down numerous times before it can be absorbed into the bloodstream. Now, we manufacture our product, our protein molecule, down to 2,500 Daltons. And one of the things that is kind of interesting on the absorption aspect is back when the FDA was investigating label claims and, all these companies got in trouble. I think it was GNC and Walmart for the actual products themselves not matching the label claim. There's this university that decided to take this a step further and actually investigate and look at claims on absorption and digestibility. And so they developed this study, and it just so happened that one of the students was familiar with our product, and we got a call from the university asking us if we wanted to participate in the study. Yeah, basically was they picked the top, I think, 3 whey protein supplements in the industry based on global sales. In other words, the largest whey protein supplement companies. And these are all names that you know that probably the majority of consumers buy the products.
Sure.
But we were the only product to demonstrate 100% digestibility within the first 15 minutes. The closest was less than 1% during that same time period. So the study was absolutely amazing. Just confirmed the fact that, you know, we had truly developed a product with great assimilation. And that's important because most people get stuck on looking at a label with a claim of 25, 35, 45 grams of protein. But sure. Really that's irrelevant if your body cannot assimilate that protein. So if you're only able to assimilate in a 90, so your full digestive process is about 90 minutes. So if your body cannot assimilate that protein in 90 minutes, it's excreting it as waste. So if you're only assimilating 20% of 45 grams or 25 grams, it doesn't matter. Sure. And then on top of that, there were studies done on collagen that they had actually proven that any more than 14 to 15 grams of collagen protein per serving had no noticeable benefit to the human body.
More is not better.
Yeah, more is not better. It's not better. Your body can only make so much usable. But that in itself can be speculative too, because it does depend on a number of factors. For instance, if we're just talking about a healthy human who's working out and it's really just recovery, then maybe they only need 15 grams of protein. But when you get into individuals with disease states or significant injuries like burns over 80% of their body, where now their body's healing, fighting infection, and dealing with malnutrition, then there can be a benefit to increasing the protein consumption because your body can put it to use.
Ah, nice. Nice. Man, that is excellent information that you're sharing. Let me share your website real quick with everybody. So this is frogfuel.com. And right here where you say it, it is a nano hydrolyzed collagen protein, yep. Right? Which, you know, you just defined that for us. And, you know, how are some of those hospitals using maybe not the Frog Fuel brand, but the Protea Gold brand that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, so it's actually kind of funny you say that because we do have medical facilities. A lot of times what happens is some of these doctors and health professionals actually become familiar with our products because they take them themselves. So we do actually have doctors that administer Frog Fuel to their patients because it's a product they take and they felt the benefits. But the one that we really try to push is Protea Gold. So we use Protea Gold for bariatric treatment, post-surgical wound healing, burn treatment. So whether that's frostbite, fire burns, things like that. We have a lot of case studies we have a one case study in particular. We had a firefighter that had burns on 80% of his body. He was actually decommissioned from forced into retirement because of the extent of his injuries. Well, the interesting thing about him is he had taken our Protea Gold. I can't remember the time over what time frame, but he had actually made a full recovery as a firefighter to date.
Oh, nice.
So interesting story. So, you know, burns, we got into chemo, we use it for chemotherapy to prevent muscle wasting and to actually help maintain weight because, you know, the reality is when you start looking at things like cancer, it's not the cancer, so to say, that kills the individual. It's the fact that their body wastes away and then they have no longer have enough healthy functional cells within their body to actually keep fighting the cancer. So what happens is the cancer overwhelms their ability to treat it or to heal itself. And then, you know, that's what ultimately leads to their death.
And the traditional treatments aren't helping you either.
Yeah, treatment. So we do use it for chemotherapy. We have had facilities actually use it for treating Alzheimer's, degenerative brain disease. The human brain is primarily composed of protein. So we've had success there. We, you know, for Crohn's disease, because it's very difficult for those individuals to get enough protein. We've used it for Lyme disease, because it's kind of the same issue there, protein malnutrition. But that's kind of the highlights of some of the areas where we use our protein. Oh, and then actually the other one I should probably mention is we have a large distributor that's in Peru, and they're actually using our formula, our same product and our formula for, as a treatment protocol for COVID-19.
Because, oh, wow.
Yeah, because we have certain amino acids, and the quantities and the ratio of those amino acids actually boost the glutathione levels in your body, which is it's an immune system booster. So they've chosen to use that product and actually have developed a treatment protocol with our product.
Nice. Well, show or explain a little bit about the difference between these two. One has caffeine, one does not. What's the caffeine benefit?
Yeah, so I'll kind of get into it quick to your question. Get my light to come back on here.
All right.
So we really, on the Frog Fuel side, we have two products, and that is Power Protein and Ultra. So Power Protein, believe it or not, is the exact same, just about the exact same formulation as Protein Gold.
Okay.
The only difference between Frog Fuel Power Protein and Protein Gold is that Protein Gold has more arginine per serving. And that was because of a U.S. Pressure Ulcer Association conducted a study on treatment of pressure ulcers and found that the addition of arginine actually enhanced the wound healing process. So we basically added the additional arginine to conform to that study, albeit the question of whether we really needed it, I don't think so. You know, we just did it to kind of just to conform so that people knew that it was a product specifically developed for wound healing. But the reality is that our product had already proven itself to be very effective from wound healing perspective prior to that. So the only difference there is the arginine. The Frog Fuel contains approximately 1.4 grams of arginine per serving, where the Protein Gold is 3 grams of arginine. We have the Power Protein and then the Ultra. So the Ultra is our pre-workout endurance fuel. So it's protein, carbohydrates, electrolytes, and then 2 amino acids specific to increasing endurance output and capacity. So that's beta-alanine and citrulline malate. And then with both those formulas, we have a caffeinated version. So the Frog Fuel Power Protein energized as 80 milligrams of caffeine. Differentiator there is that we use green coffee beans as our source of caffeine, because it's roasted coffee beans actually produce a chemical that's known to be a carcinogen. So we wanted to stay away from any carcinogenic effects, and we chose to use green coffee beans.
Sure.
And then we have the Ultra Energized, which is the caffeinated version of our Ultra product. So the way people kind of use it is the caffeinated Ultra. Most of our customers, including myself, use that as a pre-workout. And then for endurance, is an endurance fuel for cycling, running, long distance and stuff. I just use the regular Ultra product without caffeine. And then Power Protein is my post-workout recovery. So I'll either take the Power Protein immediate, like 5 minutes before I finish my workout, or immediately after I finish my workout.
Yeah, I usually work out before breakfast, have a little snack. And then I have now, you know, I'm able to have these real accessible, one in my pocket, you know, one in my car, whatever. And, you know, right as I'm wrapping up, you know, cool down phase of a workout, just hit that thing and be ready to go and go eat a big breakfast afterwards. But yeah, I find it to be a really good source of protein. I can see it helping with recovery, especially, you know, some of these workouts I do with some of these 20-year-olds that are getting ready for buds. You know, just trying to be in the same ballpark with them is hard. But yeah, I love it. I love the stuff. And I tend to take the caffeinated one in the morning as just a post workout source of, you know, wake up. And, you know, just, you know, when I'm finished working out, I'm now at a computer typing or coming up with podcast ideas, things like that. It's just, instead of taking a cup of coffee or a glass of tea, I just take that and, you know, don't not be tempted to add sugar and things like that. So.
Yeah, I'm the exact same way. And it's kind of interesting because I noticed when I was drinking a lot of coffee that, you know, I have these kind of spikes, these highs and lows throughout my day. And now I don't drink any coffee. I do the same thing. As soon as I get up, I've got Power Energized protein sitting right next to my bedside. And I just pop a Power Energized. And it feels like I feel just very normal, flatline, which is great. But yeah, and one of the things, Steve, that I wanted to share that you had mentioned earlier is that, you know, I'm back when I, 15, 20 years ago, I look back, you know, in the teens, I was 235 pounds. And at that time, taking a lot of different whey protein supplements, pre-workouts and stuff like that. But, you know, my belief back then was that strength, there was some ratio, and some ratio that for every weight pound that you gain, there was a corresponding increase in strength. And that was my belief, right? That you had to be stronger. And I'm, you know, 4 years into taking our products. It's the only products I take. And the interesting thing I noticed with our product is not only have I been injury free, I'm training more frequently, training harder. But the interesting thing is I'm not gaining weight. So I'm 100 and consistently at 191, 192 pounds.
Nice.
But my strength is up there, is almost exactly the same, if not better, than when I was 235 pounds 15 years ago.
Yeah. And I tell you what, as we age and you're getting in that same range as I am, probably 50 close to it, not quite. Yeah, yep. I just hit 51, and you know, it sucks. I mean, pain hurts, right? I mean, the life of athletics and then spec ops. You know, by 30, I was freaking broken. You know, when I got out, and you know, I had to rebuild myself, and you know, it took a good, you know, 5-10 years to really feel better from, you know, years of, you know, football and rugby and spec ops. And, you know, I had several injuries. You know, I don't think there was a limb on my body that wasn't hurt in some way, including my back, you know, which was starts right from the center. And now, you know, it's completely turned around, you know, not only with smart programming, but, you know, nutrition, you know, and these protein, protein polypeptides and, you know, however you want to call it with collagen, you know, have been instrumental in just rebuilding, you know, some of those joints that have, just been long over inflamed and just achy, you know, trying to run at 225, 230 just is painful. Right now, you know, I don't know how heavy you were at Bud's, but I'm getting close to my Bud's weight. I'm about 5 pounds off of my Bud's weight. Wow. And I figure if I can do that, you know, I probably quit growing about the time I went to Bud's at age 22. So if I can stay there, I won't be gaining unnecessary weight that my body can't support. Yeah. Right. And yeah, I love being strong. I was a powerlifting football player that, you know, was probably an overweight teenager because I just got so big, and then actually lost weight to go to Bud's. And, you know, that journey in itself has created habits where it's real easy to overeat because that's what I've always done. I was, you know, if you want to be big, you got to eat big. Right. And then you got to learn how to eat smaller portions. And, you know, because now I'm an easy gainer. Used to be a hard gainer. Now I'm an easy gainer. But, you know, products like this are extremely helpful in getting the protein that you need, but reducing that daily caloric intake that you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really interesting because it, you know, what we're finding is that collagen works very differently than like a whey. And because of what it's targeting within the body. You know, for me, what I've noticed is that it's, you know, where the way has, you know, I think the way is more targeted around building muscle density, increasing density. But with collagen, I've noticed it's actually created stronger muscle fibers, strong. It's really focused a lot on my connective tissue, making my connective tissue more dense. So it speaks to a lot of the reason why I'm not really gaining weight, but yet I'm still able to lift as much weight as I was able to years ago at 20 years old. And but it's had a very profound effect on me. One, because I'm staying fairly light. So I have very low body fat, 191 pounds. So I can still run a 6-minute mile.
Nice.
But I'm lifting very significant amounts of weight, you know, still doing pull-ups with, you know, 45 to 75 pounds hanging between my legs.
Nice. That's hard because a lot of people hurt themselves.
Yeah.
They go too heavy with pull-ups, you know, bicep tendons and, you know, things like that. The fact that, you know, you have actually, you know, helped fortify some of those, you know, soft connective tissues will help you prevent injuries. You know, especially when you train hard, you know, you mentioned, you know, like me, you know, I was injured every couple of months as well in my 20s, just from training hard, working hard, playing hard, you know, and just neglected recovery altogether. You know, you can't do that anymore. And you shouldn't do it when you're in your 20s either, because you'll pay for it in your 30s, I promise you. But yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting point, because, you know, typical overuse injuries from lifting, high rep calisthenics, cardio, long distance cardio type stuff, or just even fast running, will yield those types of injuries that we've all dealt with throughout our journey in athletics and, you know, spec ops world. But it is nice to know that there are, you know, products that can actually not only help you heal from those types of injuries, but if you're smart about it, can help prevent it as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, it's really interesting because some of the effects of our products, it took a while for me to really notice them, right? And I think a lot of it too is the regenerative aspect of collagen. You know, there's an individual that said it best to me, and they said, if you think about it, you know, as you're, you know, when you're in your 18, 17 years old and you have no injuries, if you think of your body as just a brand new paved highway, and then over time, what happens, that highway develops potholes and, you know, cracks in the road and stuff like that as you get older. And the way, you know, the way they kind of explained it, because we don't have any studies on this. Some of this, to try to do studies on some of this stuff is nearly impossible. But, you know, the way they kind of explained it, the rationale is really the way collagen works is, you know, people think that if you do things like on-site injections of targeted aminos and stuff like that, that promotes that particular site in the body to heal. Well, what they're finding out that's not true is that the body decides what to heal first. And so as you move along that highway, there's different parts that are actually, you know, parts of the so-called highway that are getting repaired until eventually it gets down to the end of the highway and it repairs the whole highway. And I bring that up because that's my analogy of what it's done for me. For the, you know, better part of 3 years, I had a lot of persistent injuries. As you mentioned, back pain, in the teams, I have a completely separated muscle here from doing submarine operations where the muscle had just degenerated because I never got it fixed. So the muscle basically dissolved.
Wow.
So I'm physically missing a muscle here.
Damn.
And when I got out of the teams, I couldn't even lift 5 pounds with my right shoulder. And you fast forward now 3 years into it, I don't have any body pain. I'm lifting, you know, this shoulder's a little bit weaker, but it's only about five pounds off of what I can lift with my left arm right now. So the strength has definitely increased pretty dramatically. And I would say the most dramatic the thing I've seen is it started about 6 weeks ago. So I started a new workout program and just been staying consistent in training. And the thing I've noticed is that it feels as if the collagen at this point in my own body has healed everything that it needs to. Now it's really focusing on my muscle and connective tissue, because the increases in weight that I'm experiencing going to the gym now are very dramatic. You know, it was to the point where my wife went with me to work out, and, you know, I jumped on the leg press, and I was, you know, normally going up to maybe, you know, 500 something pounds and, you know, doing 6-8 reps. Well, I decided, hey, let's just try maxing out today. And so, you know, puts on 245 pound plates, 6 reps. I said, okay, let's put on another couple 45 pound plates. Well, we go from 4-5 plates on each side to 8 plates.
Dang.
And I'm still pushing. And so I said, well, let's go up even more. And of course, my wife's just staring at me, looking at me, and she's saying, she goes, I see that you're doing this, but I don't think you should be doing this.
Yeah. I have one of those that guides me in the smarter direction often.
Yeah. But it was kind of funny, you know, because what's interesting is normally, I think for us, for those of us that have been through the SEAL program, really our feelings are as our physical body is our limitation, right? That we can push ourselves to the breaking point of our physical
absolutely body. 10 times stronger than your body wants it to be,
right? Yeah, right. Yeah. And but the interesting thing is that day I was lifting, I actually felt it was the actual opposite, because wow, I felt like my physical body would keep going, but it was my mind saying, wow, I shouldn't be able to do this right now. Something's gonna break, right? Something's gotta break. But it didn't, you know. It was a really odd feeling, to be honest with you, to have that thought. And then I have my wife who's staring at me like something's wrong with me, and she's going like, you know, geez, you know, something's not right here. But my point is that I've gotten to the point where I think that the collagen has done a lot of regeneration in my body, and has really improved my quality of life. And now it's getting to the point where it's actually starting to really noticeably enhance my physical performance, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's a really cool way of kind of summarizing what collagen is actually doing. It's going to first help you repair. And then once it has done all the repairing, it is now a performance enhancing product.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I wish I could solidify that and put it in a study. But
sure.
You know, we are working on one of the things that we're working on right now is a full treatment protocol. So we're doing some studies with a few doctors that have developed another product, and we're going to be using our Protea Gold as part of that study, because
oh, nice.
On one side, they've developed a product that significantly increases the speed of regeneration, but obviously you can't do that unless you have the collagen synthesis. So it's kind of a two-part treatment, but we believe it's going to be fairly profound, because the idea there is to really, if you have somewhat of a broken body and you have a lot of injuries, is that we want to significantly enhance or increase the speed at which that collagen synthesis is occurring and actually healing the body, so that you can get to the point now it's about performance gains.
Nice. So I was going to ask you, like, what is the next level for Frog Fuel and Protea Gold? Like where do you see it going in the next 5 years?
Yeah, so a couple things. So we have a new product coming out in October. So that's actually our Protea Gold powder.
Okay.
We're going to be the first collagen powder on the market that's a complete protein.
Okay. Yeah, I have seen some, you know, collagen-based proteins that are powder, but yeah, you say it has the extra amino acid that makes it complete.
Yeah, it has all the extra amino acids. We're going to include vitamin C, but it's going to be a neutral flavored product, because we're really looking at it is from the perspective of our consumers and consumer feedback. So we have a lot of great customers that just, you know, they want to give us feedback on product. They give us recommendations on what they want to see in a new product, and for them it was really two things, right? We have a number of consumers who love the Frog Fuel packets because they put them in their pockets, backpack, or in their car. They don't have to mix a shake and wash the bottle. They love that, the active lifestyle component of it. And then there are those who, you know, because our product is a little bit more expensive, that, you know, really don't want to be using the packets all the time. So, you know, these are the type of customers that are making smoothies or some are drinking coffee. That, you know, they want something that they can put in a smoothie, put in a coffee, or drink with the juice. So that's why we came up with a powder.
Nice. Good idea.
Yeah. So it's a, that's a good product. And then the other future that we're kind of getting more into, beyond traditional medical uses, you know, like the post-surgical wound healing, burn treatment, pressure ulcer, and, you know, diabetes for treatment for diabetes and stuff like that, that we're already doing. We're starting to focus on youth and wellness. So we're working with a number of clinics and or medical companies that have developed other products and treatment protocols for youth and longevity, that we're actually, you know, incorporating our products into those treatment protocols or developing other product lines. And in terms of the products, you know, whether or not we'll develop other products in the near future, we're primarily going to be looking at other flavors for our product line. And that's simply, you know, because we want to be able to offer more variety. Some of our customer, you know, most of the people that buy our product love it and, you know, love it and take it, but others just some of our customers just don't like the flavor. So we're going to be looking at other flavors for those, you know, those individuals that have requested it.
Yeah, I couldn't tell any particular flavor in this. Not that it was bad or good. It was just, it went down like easier than most supplements. You know, it was in and out and done, and you know, it was a quick intake.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's an easy product. I mean, it's highly concentrated. So, you know, what's cool about it is you're getting 15 grams of protein in 2 tablespoons. So it, you know, you don't have that gastric reflux, which is great, that you typically have drinking an 8 or 12 ounce shake and you're in the gym and now you're coughing or burping up, you know, the remnants of your shake.
Yeah.
Just after our product.
Only 60 calories.
Yep. 60 calories. Yep. Fat-free, cholesterol-free, gluten-free.
Nice.
Stress-free.
That's awesome. Well, that's great. So, hey, you know what? I appreciate your time on this, very informative tactical fitness report on what Frog Fuel actually is and Protea Gold. I think it's phenomenal that, you know, anytime that you can have a product that is in the fitness supplement world, which there's so many, it's huge industry, but it is being accepted by the medical community, that differentiates for me, you know, why I want to use it. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, it's to me, it validates the product, right? If you have a true clinical use, because, you know, most people aren't aware, but our Protea Gold line of products has a nutritional label. And when you have a nutritional label, when you look at 90% of the protein supplements out there in the marketplace, they all have supplement labels. Because,
yeah, there's a big difference between that label. Yeah, explain a little bit real quick. What's the difference between getting a nutrition label when you see nutrition facts on somebody's supplement or you see supplement facts? What's that difference?
Yeah, so the major difference really is that under a nutritional label, you can't make any claims unless you have some scientific study to back that claim.
Because it's basically considered a food.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Yeah. It's considered a food. Whereas a supplement label, it's synonymous with, you know, typically disclaimers like these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. So, you know, it's interesting. We'll see other companies try to make the same claims that we do with a supplement label, and then, you know, under that they have this disclaimer, but it's marketing. You know, the reality is, in my mind, is that, you know, if I was looking at it, what would I trust more, a product that has true clinical use or somebody that's just making claims based off of a supplement facts? You know, our Frog Fuel, you know, the Frog Fuel is a supplement label, But the claims that we generate for the frog fuel, because it's the same formula, are based off of the scientific studies that we've actually done under the Protea Gold label.
Right, right. I mean, having a supplement label is not a bad thing.
No, it's not.
I mean, you buy any vitamin, you know, from Thorne, right? And you're going to get a supplement label, and, you know, they're a reputable supplement company as well, you know, so.
Yeah. Absolutely. And by no means am I saying that most of the companies out there that have supplement labels are making false claims. I mean, there are a lot of great supplement products out there, but you know, where you see them kind of cross, some companies crossing the line is when they're starting to make absorption claims or, you know, instant absorption. Well, you know, where's your study that proves that you have it?
Yeah, I was just trying to differentiate the two labels because a lot of people don't even realize there is a difference.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, that's not the only reason for different labels. You know, it depends on your demographic and your customer. So, for instance, like, you know, if you're looking at things like government contracts, supplements can't be part of a government contract, but nutritional foods can be.
Yep.
Things like WICs reimbursements, you know, for people on food stamps. They regulate what, you know, that typically it's more driven by the necessity, food necessity. So more nutrition versus supplement. There are a lot of different reasons why you might want to have different labels. And we, you know, some of the reason why we did it was strategic, was that, you know, we really wanted to differentiate ourselves from as a medical food. Others are more tactical, right? How are we trying to get into different types of markets and stuff like that? And what labels are required to do that?
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, the one reason why I like doing these shows is it just shows that, you know, people who join the military, you know, don't join the military because they have nothing else to do. Right. I mean, you're obviously a very smart person who joined the military because you wanted to serve. And you've gotten out, you made the transition into a civilian world business and, you know, doing great things and thoroughly understanding your market and, you know, what people need, what people want. And that is the, you know, that's the type of people that you and I, you know, served with. I mean, every one of them is, you know, capable of making that transition and just doing great things. And I just really want to congratulate you on doing that and you having you on and just sharing your story, because a lot of people, I think the military is one of those jobs that you join when you can't find another job or you can't get into school type of thing. And it's absolutely not one of those professions.
No, you're absolutely right. And you know, I think, you know, Stu, you're obviously in the same ballpark, you know, as I am. But, you know, for me, I think part of it too is, you know, I went into my story. But the other aspect of it too is really, the way I looked at it is that I look back at my life when I was in college, right? I lacked a lot of skills, right? I lacked selflessness. I lacked leadership qualities. I lacked maturity. I kind of lacked focus to some extent. So those are all things that the military really helped me with, right? Is to have, it taught me what leadership truly is about, what a selfless sense of responsibility means, how to have focus to accomplish your goals.
Yeah.
So for me, I look at it, you know, I don't look at it as one career versus another. I've looked at the military, my experience there as a career builder.
Oh, absolutely.
It's provided me with these invaluable skill sets that I would say that I'm 100% confident in saying that if I did not possess those skills that I obtained in the military, that I wouldn't be where I'm at. There's no question about it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you look back and think about the amazing responsibilities you had at age 25 compared to an average 25-year-old person. I mean, it's millions of dollars of equipment, the lives of, you know, many, you know, special operators that are you're working with. I mean, it's an amazing amount of responsibility that gets that you learn, and you learn how to manage and control that. And yeah, I think it's a like you said, a career enhancer.
Yeah.
100%. So that's why I like having guys like you on here to just help prove that mantra of mine that, you know, you should serve, not because it's a career enhancer, but because you want to serve, but you'll get so much more out of it than you give, you know, yeah, on the back end. 100%.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Alex, last word is yours, my friend. Got any words of wisdom for the young folks that are listening or anything else?
Oh, I don't know that I necessarily do. I guess one thing that I would probably say is that I've noticed through my career is that, you know, it's easy to kind of sit here and say that you have developed goals and try to push yourself along the way, but you know, I believe that I'm where I'm at because of two things. One is that I was the willing individual to take that first step, but beyond that, for me, I found that there are aspects of my life that just kind of fell into place. And the analogy I use is that, you know, that day that, you know, you lost your car keys and you're looking everywhere for your car keys and you can't find them, and only to realize, you know, hours later that they were sitting right in front of you. So my point in saying that is that some things in your life are going to fall into place, and they're how they should be. You know, the fact that when I look at myself and Jeff and how we came together, and the fact that, you know, he went down one career path and I happened into a number of career paths that helped me build the experience to be able to run a business. I didn't choose those things. They just presented themselves. And when they presented themselves, I was willing to take that step into the unknown and pursue them. And then over time, I found that I have obtained all those skills and things that are necessary to run a successful business.
Man, I love it. I love it. So everybody check out frogfuel.com or proteagold.com, and you can see more information on what we've been discussing for the last hour. Alexander, I really appreciate having you on once again. You're a great example for all of us, and I wish you much success in the next years to come.
Well, Stu, thanks very much again, man. I really appreciate it, brother. You have a great thing going, and I wish you the best of success as well.
Thank you, sir. And everybody, once again, check out frogfuel.com.